Hello there, my brother, and welcome to Inspired by Impact. I'm your host and real-world personal trainer, Carl Berryman, and this is the podcast for men who want to train for life by taking what works inside the gym and applying it outside the gym to ultimately ignite the impact you wish to see in your world. Now, here's just a taste of what we be training today. There are some things in my life that haven't fucking changed. And no matter how much information I'm consuming, no matter how much work I tell myself I'm doing, there are certain areas that are just not where they fucking need to be, and it is time for an overhaul. I saw Inspired by Impact as not solving the problem that I wanted to solve, and it was just simply providing more information. If I was doing a podcast strictly for entertainment value, sure, I would keep doing it. But that wasn't the point of Inspired by Impact. Like, I don't want to do a podcast just for the sake of interviewing anymore. I don't want to do a podcast just for the sake of sharing quotes and telling stories, which I love doing, and building relationships with other people. No. I am here to throw a massive wrench in two parts of the world. Hello there, my brother, and welcome to the last episode of Inspired by Impact ever, which makes this a very bittersweet day for me. First and foremost, got to thank my man, my brother, Alan, who inspired me to get this episode done, whether you realize that or not, Alan, because I have been putting off whether or not I should just ditch Inspired by Impact and forget about it forever, or bring some closure to it. And I gave myself until the end of the week, and it is Sunday at 7:09 p.m. So as with a lot of things in life, I am fucking cutting this bad boy close, but it is getting done to put a final nail in the coffin of Inspired by Impact, because after this, it's dead. It's dead. So why is it dying? Well, there are three reasons that I will summarize with three quotes, all of which I'm going to dive into detail about in today's episode. So quote number one, whenever you find yourself on the side of the majority, it's time to pause and reflect. That is from Mark Twain. So long story short on that one is I'm tired of being on the side of majority, and it's fucking time to switch things up. You'll see what I'm talking about. Quote number two, this one's a two-parter, and it comes from Chris Williamson and Gurwinder Bogle from Modern Wisdom episode number 742. And this is what Chris had to say first. He said, quote, would you consume your own content? If not, don't post it. It's just the easiest way to work out whether or not what you're producing is something you should continue producing. And I don't feel like I would consume Inspired by Impact anymore, so I'm not going to be producing it. Now, the second part of that quote came from his guest, Gurwinder. And here's what he said, quote, why don't I do something different instead? It's a very good strategy to chase not what other people are doing, but what you want to see, end quote. So long story short, like I said, I'm no longer inspired by impact. So it's time to switch gears to what has and always will inspire me. Again, details are going to be further in the episode. And quote number three, the last one, I'm going to have a bonus one here for you as well, because I just thought of it. The last one, quote, this one is from Greg McKeown in his book, Essentialism. Quote, I have a vision of starting a conversation that becomes a movement, end quote. So long story short here is, while I can't deny that men's mental health is critical, it's no longer the message I feel compelled to be an advocate for. There's a new message that I've had on the back burner for years that has finally boiled over. Again, details in today's episode. And the final little bonus quote, for those of us who have been in this purpose searching game, this purpose fulfillment game for a really long time, this is a quote that I go back to over and over and over again from David Deida in the book, which is one of my Bibles, The Way of the Superior Man. And here's what he said, quote, a man must be prepared to give 100% to his purpose, fulfill his karma or dissolve it, and then let go of that specific form of living. He must be capable of not knowing what to do with his life, entering a period of unknowingness and waiting for a vision or a new form of purpose to emerge. These cycles of strong specific action followed by periods of not knowing what the hell is going on are natural for a man who is shedding layers of karma in his relaxation into truth," end quote. And that's exactly where I am right now. You'll notice a huge void, a huge gap between this episode and the previous episodes, is because that was the state I was in of not knowing what the hell I'm going to do. But that vision has become crystal clear for me, and I'm going to outline it in a tiny bit of detail inside of today's episode, the finale of Inspired by Impact. So jumping back to quote number one by Mr. Mark Twain, quote, "Whenever you find yourself on the side of majority, it's time to pause and reflect," end quote. So what side of the majority am I finding myself on here that has forced me to pause and reflect? Well, there's quite a few actually, but I'm just going to point out two. But before I do, a little analogy for you here. I started my personal training career at a company here in Canada called Good Life. Good Life is Canada's leading fitness center. And that was 12 or 13 years ago. And recently, within the last year, I actually started working out at Good Life again. Love the gym. And what's interesting about it is I'm working out at two different locations, one of which is the updated version of the gym that I used to work at. So it's relocated, but still very close, which means a lot of the same people that used to go to my original Good Life now go to this Good Life in the heart of downtown. Now, what I have noticed amongst the vast majority of the familiar faces that I see are two things. One, when it comes to their physiques, they either haven't changed at all, which I know for a fact they wish they were in better shape, having known them previously, or they've gotten worse, significantly worse. So we have, and this is the way it goes in the health and fitness industry anywhere, right? Like no matter, you could go to one gym and go revisit it 5 years later, see the same people there, and there's a really good chance that those people are either going to be in the same or worse shape than they were. Am I saying it is horrible to be in the same shape you were 5 years ago? Not if you were in great shape 5 years ago. But if you are 5 years into your gym life and your physique has yet to transform, my guess is that whatever you're doing, or more likely not doing, isn't fucking working for you. And that's not a guess, that's a fact. So, that being said, there are some things in my life that haven't fucking changed. And no matter how much information I'm consuming, no matter how much work I tell myself I'm doing, there are certain areas that are just not where they fucking need to be, and it is time for an overhaul. A very drastic overhaul. And that is taking a look in the mirror and saying to myself one of, if not the most foundational quote I have ever heard. And it comes from one of my coaches from Wake Up Warrior, Garrett J. White, when he said three very simple words, and here they are. Quote, "Stop fucking lying," end quote. And I say that because I've been lying to myself about the progress I've been making in certain areas. I've been lying to myself, telling myself that the actions I've been taking are actually getting me to where I want to go. And that shit has got to fucking stop. But a little supplemental quote to bring this full circle is from Derek Sivers. And this is for sure one of my all-time favorite quotes. And this is what he said, quote, "If more information was the answer, then we'd all be billionaires with perfect abs," end quote. So in terms of finding myself on the majority, not only do I find myself on the majority of people in terms of people who are quote unquote taking a lot of action, but not fucking getting anywhere, if we're being real with ourselves, and I've been real with myself over the past couple months, and it was painful as hell, but definitely worth it. I'm not getting to where I want to fucking go, but here is the other side of that coin as well. If more information was the answer, we'd all be billionaires with six-pack abs. Actually, I think the quote is perfect abs. Fuck, I should have looked that up because I don't want to misquote him. Anyways, too late now. Where I'm going with this is the fact that inspired by impact, while I absolutely loved doing it, specifically the relationships that I've built as a result of that podcast, man, absolutely unquantifiably valuable to me. I saw inspired by impact as not solving the problem that I wanted to solve. And it was just simply providing more information. If I was doing a podcast strictly for entertainment value, sure, I would keep doing it. But that wasn't the point of Inspired by Impact. The point of Inspired by Impact was to inspire people to make an impact in their worlds. Did it do that? Of course it did with some. Did it do it to the scale that I wanted to? Absolutely not. So I'm switching gears hard. Which takes us to quote number two, the two-parter. Remember, here we go. So first of all, Chris Williamson, quote, "Would you consume your own content? If not, don't post it. It's just the easiest way to work out whether or not what you're producing is something that you would continue producing," end quote. And then the second part from his guest, Gerwinder, quote, "Why don't I do something different instead? It's a very good strategy to chase not what other people are doing, but what you want to see," end quote. So what are other people doing? Other people are doing exactly what I just said. And to give you an analogy with this one, and what I just said is just, there's nothing, actually, no, I'm not going to say there isn't anything wrong with just producing copious amounts of information. Of course there is, because it doesn't fucking work. Whether we're looking at the self-improvement, self-help, personal development industry, whether we're looking at health and fitness, whether we're looking at men's mental health, which is what I was diving into, look around you and take a look at the statistics. Is the amount of information proportionate to the amount of improvement we are seeing, or do they have an inverse relationship, it seems? To me, it seems like they have an inverse relationship. The more information we have, the less improvement people are fucking making. So clearly something needs to fucking change. And that something is me. I'm not blaming this on anybody else. This is 100% on me. So what is the something different? Well, I remember when I was teaching TRX classes back in the day. And one of the things that really irritated me about them is we had different types of TRX classes for the week. So there would be TRX Core, there was TRX HIIT, there was TRX Strength, there was a bunch of other ones. But the strength one, like, it wasn't really strength-based because there's a lot of different strength stuff you can do with the TRX, but it's limited relative to like barbells and dumbbells and shit, right? So, but what I decided to do is like, I would go to classes and I would follow what all the other instructors were doing because I was obviously a rookie when I first started. And then after a year or two, I was like, you know what? Enough's enough already. I'm not doing the same shit as everybody else because we call this strength training. But when you can do something for 20 reps, that's not fucking strength. When you can do it for 10 reps, I still don't really consider that strength. It's like, what is your one rep max? What are you doing for 1 to 5 reps? That is strength. If you can barely get out the fifth rep, to me, that is the strength arena right there. 1 to 5 reps and really getting people to challenge themselves to do something that they didn't think they could fucking do, like a TRX chin up. So what I started to do is I started designing classes with 1 to 5 reps where people were taking super long breaks in between, like 2 to 3 minutes. Now, when you are in a group fitness class, anybody, I remember, side note here, one of the things that used to piss me off big time, I designed circuits and then other people would be doing stuff during the break of that circuit. And I get it. You think that you need to be moving the entire class in order to get the most benefit out of it, which is complete fucking horseshit. So it got to the point where I was finally telling these people, listen, trust me when I tell you, you are going to want to enjoy this 45 second break because you don't know what's coming next. And if you do not take this break, you will fucking regret it. So anyways, I changed the class to a format that I like, and what do you know, people fucking loved it because they loved seeing how strong they were. They didn't mind standing around for 2 to 3 minutes supporting the other people so that they could get the energy they needed to put it all into that 1 to 5 rep set. So that being said, doing something different very much paid off. So the something different, which I'm going to allude to in the third quote here, that I'm going to be doing is just making sure I don't make the same mistakes that I've made in the past. And that is just producing copious amounts of content. I was up to about 4 podcasts a week of just more information, more information, more information. Don't get me wrong. I loved doing it selfishly. I love being on the mic. This is a very, very liberal and free space. And it's a very free flowing space for me. So I really enjoy being here. But the point of the podcast wasn't just so that I could enjoy being here. It was to get people to fucking take action. And I don't feel like the podcast was doing that. I don't feel like, I do feel like 90, I don't know what percentage. I do feel a vast majority of the content I have consumed is not directly enforcing people to take action. It's just not. And I get it. You can't force anybody to do anything, but we can do a better fucking job. There's no question about that. Speaking of which, quote number 3 from a man, Mr. McEwen, from his book, Essentialism, The Disciplined Pursuit of Less. Here we go. Quote, I have a vision of starting a conversation that becomes a movement. End quote. That hasn't changed. That one's been a big one for me for a long time now. But Inspired by Impact is no longer that vision. Men's mental health is no longer that vision. What is the vision? What is coming next? I'm going to give you 2 more quotes that kind of summarize this. Number 1 comes from Greg McEwen in Essentialism again. He said this, quote, if there's one thing you're passionate about and that you can be the best at, you should do just that one thing. Now, there's something I'm extremely passionate about, which is taking what works inside the gym and applying it outside the gym to every fucking area of your life. And it's designing a podcast that gets people to take concrete action so you can see concrete, tangible progress without fooling yourself thinking that the more content you consume, the better you are getting, because that was old Carl and that old Carl is fucking dead. He's never coming back. So what the other part that I like about this quote, though, is that you can be the best at. I don't know if I can be the best in the world at this, and I don't need to be. However, when I put this just into my world of me, what I'm going to dive into, the next piece of my purpose, the next layer of this purpose, is what I believe I am best suited at to be the best at for me right now. Comparing the me that would do this to the me that could do a myriad of other shit. This will be it. Which takes me to the last quote, which is a supplemental quote for this one. And it is from the top 5 regrets of the dying. And what was number 1? Quote, I wished I'd lived a life true to myself and not the life others expected of me. End quote. So that's it. Like, I don't want to do a podcast just for the sake of interviewing anymore. I don't want to do a podcast just for the sake of sharing quotes and telling stories, which I love doing, and building relationships with other people. No. I am here, and this is the thing that has been a pot boiling on the back burner for fucking years. I am here to throw a massive wrench in 2 parts of the world. Those parts are self-improvement and health and fitness, because both are failing people fucking miserably, and both continue to pass responsibility on to the user. Always. Anytime a guru gives information and you don't hit the success fucking level that you want, guess what? It's because you weren't disciplined enough. You didn't have the willpower. You didn't have the right system. No guru ever accepts responsibility for it. They don't accept responsibility for the fact that, listen, they didn't help you get clear on the facts that you wanted to establish and make sure that they gave you a roadmap that was congruent with those facts. Anytime somebody fails in health and fitness or self-improvement, it is their fault. Am I saying it's not their fault? Sure. It is definitely the vast majority their responsibility. I really don't believe you can take it any other way. But to have no responsibility on the industry and the leaders in those industry is fucking insane. That would have been like, imagine when the whole COVID stuff started and they were talking about, oh yeah, you guys have to get the shot. You guys have to get the jab. You guys got to do these vaccines because they work for 5% of people. 5%. Do you think anybody would have been rushing to get their fucking vaccines and the boosters and all this other shit if they were aware that there's a 5% efficacy with these vaccines? No, of course not. We were told that it was 90%+, right? So if you're under the impression that something works 90%+ of the time, you're going to do it. Take a look around you in both the self-improvements and the health and fitness world. What percentage of people are fucking succeeding? You don't have to look around, just look it up. It's like 5%. So does that mean there's just something inherently wrong with everybody and everybody is fucking totally lacking discipline and willpower and knowledge and motivation? Or is it that the system is totally fucking broken and we need to do something to fix it? Rhetorical question, it's the latter. Now, I don't know if I'm gonna fix it, but I do know that I have a vision of starting a conversation that becomes a movement. And that movement is going to be launching in May with a new podcast, a new direction, a new purpose, and a new call. One thing I do hope, though, is that I have some new listeners, but that some of those listeners aren't new, and that some of those listeners are new. That being said, thank you for tuning into this finale episode. Thank you if you've listened to previous episodes. I can't tell you, like, I thoroughly enjoyed recording the vast majority of them. Of course, there were some that I had to force myself or somewhere. You know what? The guest just wasn't all that awesome. Hey, I'm not an awesome guest sometimes too, so. But starting in May, we're taking a whole different approach so that we can revolutionize both the health and fitness and the self-improvement world to ultimately ignite the impact you wish to see in the world. Until next time, my brother, what are you training for?